Well, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Who's on?
Good morning, Rob. George is here.
Hey, George.
Let me send a quick message to Al, see if he's going to jump up.
Serious, I think. Al?
Hello.
Hey, Al. Good morning.
Rob, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. Good, thanks. I'm not sure if I have Juan and George on the line. Are you guys there?
George is here. Juan is about to jump.
George. Okay. Okay. Okay, perfect. I think we can start, Rob. How you been?
Okay, good. Good. How about you?
Great. If you want, I'll jump into what's happened since the last
call. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is our first call. This is our first call in the new monthly program. So I'm excited.
Yes. Perfect. So we've made a lot of headway in one area that we're now kind of rolling. We're rolling, which is financial plans. Because I really I hadn't really done financial plans last year for my people. And we started with one, and now we have a number of them out there. I mean, there may be 8 or 10 financial plans that we have working right now. And we're now presenting. And we've already seen good results. I've also engaged an attorney for wills and trusts. And I'm shocked to find that in my own clients and as I prospect out there, when I ask that question, at least half the people do not have a will or a trust, even
Jesus.
People that are high net worth. I talked to one guy. This is shocking. He has about just under $4 million with me, and he's maybe worth, I don't know, we haven't done the plan yet, but I'm going to guess maybe $15 million. So
yep.
We brought up trust. He says, no, I don't have a trust. I said, well, you know, let's look into that, but do you have a will? He says, no, I don't have a will.
Oh, wow.
And then I said, hold on 1 second, and I turned around in my seat, and I looked at his account, and I said, oh, my God, you don't even have beneficiaries on your account.
Wow.
So we immediately got beneficiaries. I engaged him with an attorney. He did the will. Now he's working on trust. So, but that's typical, and the weird thing is even out in the street when I ask that question. So it leads me right into my financial planning pitch, and I'm now starting to kind of present that as my main course when I prospect, which I've never done that before. You know, I've always, you know, money management, da-di-da, you know, I go into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm presenting the plan, the service model. I'm presenting the plan up front, and then the service model, and then we talk maybe about the market and what have you. So
right.
I've kind of changed the whole way I'm doing it, right? And I found that my clients, but people in the street are more receptive to that. They get it more. Then I've even trained a COI, which is that attorney that I refer for wills. And I've trained him on how to refer business to me using financial planning as an entree. You know, because the way I put it to him was, look, man, if you talk to somebody who's come into money, you know, he deals with a lot of probate issues and that, and you say, hey, I have a money manager, and, you know, they might say, well, I already got a money manager, or, you know, no, I'm just going to put it in the bank, and, you know, I don't care if I make a few points more, it doesn't matter to me, you know. But if you talk about a financial plan and that they really need a financial roadmap to take them all the way to the end, and then you take over from there with your wills and your trusts, et cetera, that'll make more sense to a lot of people. And that's the discussion that he's now having with these people that are that he's working with his clients. So I think that's the biggest change in the business since we last spoke, and really in the business in the last year, is the way I'm putting financial planning up front. And I got George.
Natural...
George, would you agree with that?
Yes, definitely. And it's been successful so far. Very successful so far.
So it's a natural evolution from, you know, transactional business to fee-based business to financial planning to then truly being a consultant to the client. So you go from financial advisor to financial consulting, and that consulting, you know, is on life issues, and that's where the 1242s come in. Remember, when our mantra for Supernova is, what do we offer? Multi-generational planning with full implementation of the planning process through 12 scheduled appointments, 4 reviews of the plan, 2 of them in person, and rapid response to your problems. 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution. How does that compare to what you're getting now? So what you want to demonstrate is not just planning. You want to demonstrate the fact that you are going to be tireless in terms of getting them to implement all parts of the plan. Because everybody cherry picked them.
Exactly what you said. I'm going to review the tape and memorize it. Because I like the way you put that. I don't put it that way. I use my own verbiage, but I'm going to literally copy what you said right now. Because I don't use multi-generational planning. I don't use that vernacular. So
It's really important. What we offer is multi-generational planning with the full implementation of the planning process through 12 scheduled appointments, 4 reviews of the plan, 2 of them in person, and rapid response to your problems, 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution. It flows. It's powerful. And if you said
perfect.
That to a prospect, you said that to a prospect and then say, how does that compare to what you're getting now? They would go, shit, you know, I haven't heard from my guy in a year. I just, the team that I talked to in the hour before you, they just went through this exact thing. They gave that presentation. The guy said, I haven't heard from my guy in a year. I'm transferring to you. So it's very powerful. That way you put them both together, see? You put the financial planning, which has always been a part of Supernova, together with the 1242. Uh-oh.
I don't know why that's
put
on.
Up some
on.
That
no,
one?
That's on my side, I think, honestly.
Somebody
put
us on hold. Somebody put us on hold.
No. It's my fault. Give me a second here. It's my fault. Rob, let me disconnect and call you back.
Yeah,
I'm gonna disconnect and call you right back. Bye.
Not you. George? Are you
on? Yeah, I'm still here.
Is Juan on? Did Juan put us on hold?
There you go. I think that fixed it.
What was it? Was it Juan?
Oh, yep, I'm here. I'm back on.
Okay, yeah, you can't put us on hold. Go ahead and hang up. Because you get music then.
The background, right? Yeah, apologies on that.
Yeah, it messes us up. I think Al thought it was him.
Yeah, he should be calling back any moment.
So, George, it's working, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, we've kind of switched from, we actually did a presentation, it was for a smaller client, but we did a presentation the other day, and we barely even spoke about the, you know, the investment piece of it. We just presented the plan, went through the plan, went through, you know, asset allocation and so on and so forth, and, you know, we were off and running. We didn't get into the, you know, minutia of, you know, market and this investment, that investment, so on and so forth. And it just works. It flows very, very easily.
Well,
guys, I'm
fine.
Back. It wasn't me, by the way. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, no, it was actually me, Al. Yeah. I'll put you guys on hold for a quick sec.
Yeah. Everything flows from the plan. That's, you know, so if you remember Supernova, when we started with a plan, and people would say, well, what do you talk about in the 12 consultations? I'd say, that's your agenda that you generate from the financial plan. So you'll get, you know, you'll get 10 items, you'll do 3 of them immediately, and then you'll keep those on the agenda until you tackle them, right? So liability management, long-term care, insurance issues, et cetera. Lending, you know, credit card lending, mortgage, securitized loan, all those things that come out of the financial plan go on the agenda until you deal with them. And so they are, that's, you know, that's how we do this. So anyway, that's the fun of Supernova.
Well, I've heard you say that before. I've read it, but now it just, something just clicked right now with what you gave me, and it's tying in what I'm presenting anyways. And I can tell you that was gold right there, because that's kind of what I was looking for, because it does flow smoothly and tie everything together for me.
Well, Al, you're a process guy. I mean, you know, you like process, you know? I mean, at least it seems to me you do. And so this is, you know, you like to sell. I mean, there's no question. But you like a process for selling. And so this fits in perfectly with what you're trying to do. It's like making a commitment to turn everything into an annuitized business, right? That's kind of a project, you know? This is a nice project, but then it becomes part of what you do. So it's wonderful. Well, and I can help, you know, as the cases get more complicated, I can help, because I've done pretty much all the estate planning you can do. I have, you know, limited liability corporations for my accounts and things like that. So there's lots of things that you can do to manage the estate that I've done over the years, and some of them are better than others. You know, some are a lot of fun and build, like our family foundation is a big deal. It's generated tremendous amount of rapport within the family, responsibility. It's a teaching tool. It's a value tool. I teach them the value of giving, and, you know, and it just keeps the family pulled together. You got to have common interests as the kids get older. You know, they got their own families, and so this keeps us sort of a family mission, and it's a wonderful thing to do. And you want people, you got to be up in that 15, you know, 10 to 15 million dollar range to for clients to take family foundation thing seriously. 20, 25, 30, 40 million, yeah, they will. And that's great. If they're not doing it, they should be.
Okay. Except for one account, we're not at that level yet, but okay. I throw my minimum out there. I think that actually does help me. It gives me a lot more credibility. We've had some success in a few areas here. We just, George and I, we really ham and egg this well. We closed on the chamber, the Coral Gables Chamber, and we're going to be their money manager, which is awesome because there was 10 guys that delivered an RFP.
Wow.
And they narrowed it to 5. Then they interviewed the 5 in front of the board. Then they cut 2 out, and then there was 3. And then they chose us. So we're pretty proud of that.
Wow.
So it's not a large account. It's only $700,000, Rob. But what it does is it gives us a lot of credibility to now network within the chamber because we're the guys that manage your money. You know? You know what? I really do think it's a big deal. I really do think it's a big deal. You know? And then I'm actually going to a play on Friday night, my favorite play. I'm going to see Hamilton. And I'm going with the president of the chamber. And we're going to, you know, continue to network and see where I can raise some. He's a committed. I feel that now I've turned him into a committed COI by managing their money.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's a perfect. You can help him. He can help you. He's like mayor of the town.
You know what? And this guy kind of is. He's a personality. Actually, he's something else. And so before, I kind of felt like, well, you know, I mean, why would he want to refer business to me? And guess what? Friday, I'm going to talk to him about doing a financial plan.
Good. Great. Terrific.
So,
you know,
so these different people that are COIs. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, just my experience is that the person that starts out at the Chamber of Commerce is going to end up someplace else. Okay? He's probably not going to retire from that job unless he's old now. He's a young guy and a go-getter. He's going to probably end up with some corporation in the area. Somebody's going to hire him away and end up being a, you know, CEO or something of some company in the area. So just from my experience at Indianapolis, very good move. Very good move. The head of the chamber was a mover and shaker in the town.
We're on the verge of having one of our bigger money raising months. Joey and I closed on a fairly large account, and we led with the planning. So
Right. First
the financial plan, we delivered the financial plan. Then now he's moving assets over. He's going to start with about $1.5 million, but it should be, I would guess, about a $3 million account by the end of the year, thereabouts, as soon as he finishes moving everything over. Okay. And he works at a big company where he can refer, you know, other people to us. He works for a big ad agency, Spencer Stewart.
Okay.
He's an executive there. He came as a referral from the widow. Well, they were both my clients. I mainly dealt with the gentleman that passed away, and he was an exec at Spencer Stewart. And then we did their financial plan. Now that is really almost the only financial plan that we had in place was on this couple. And then he passed away, and then she referred his friend to me. That's how we got to him. Also, we have other accounts that are coming in as a result of planning and wrapping ourselves around them. And, you know, by the time we talk next month, I'll have a little list of we've raised this much assets in the last 30 days, and it should be a decent number.
It's great.
We always get the dribs and drabs. I mean, we'll raise, you know, let's say $1 million just on this guy doing this and this guy doing that, and 100 here and 250 there. And we always get to about $1 million, but this is the first time where we're going to have like a hit. The chamber. There's another guy that looks like he's going to bring in another 300 in his personal account and 1.5 on his million. We got this guy, Dave, that's bringing over the $1.5 million. We got another guy we're working for more money. I mean, it's now starting to like move along. It's starting to move along.
Good. All right, so what what do you want to get out of this program in the next 12 months?
First of all, as I give you information, you give me ideas. So, for example, on this call, I'm going to memorize that exact verbiage you gave me, and I'm going to use it. And that's what I got out of this call. I mean, I may get other things, but right now that's a big one. Because it's going to help me tie together what I say in a kind of more broken way, right? I say that, but in a different way, and that's much cleaner. And it kind of leads you down a sales path, right? And then I can go into an explanation of what that means. I say, well, what does that mean? Then I can get into it. But right now what I'm doing is I'm getting into it without that verbiage. So that's that. And in the next year, as I tell you, this is what's going on, these are the challenges I have, you just give me ideas and correct me and keep me on path.
Yeah, I think it's like a trainer. You know, I don't want to give you too much. I don't want to get you off the path by starting something that you don't want or need. There's a lot of other things that we can do. We can review the different strategies for acquisition. We can work on building a pipeline tool for you. We can work on building a business plan. But my favorite thing to do is case study work, okay, at this stage. So you bring me a complicated case, big guy, you know him, you've met with him, and you want to know, okay, what do you think? What's the best approach here? What do you think? How do I develop this Spencer Stewart nest, right? How do I get in there and really make that happen? That's the sort of thing that I can help with. So you kind of think in your head, okay, Spencer Stewart, good niche. Now, how do I do that? What's step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? And we can do that. You know, there is a process for everything, and there's a process for that. So, that's
well, you know what?
Since
you said that, next call, specifically that guy, I want to get into those steps, and then I'll have others.
Okay. All right, well let's do it quick, and then I'll give you the outline, and then you can work on it. Basically, you want to turn him into a center of influence. So how do you do that? You meet with him and discuss it. So what you do is this is important. The advice model, see, you know that words are your gold, right? That's your tools. That's how it separates you. You've got the talent, I give you the skills. Skill training is important, memorizing the tools that you need. So what are the words to use when developing a niche? Here are the words. I'm thinking of, you know, I really appreciate our relationship, and I appreciate the relationship with your former client and Mrs. such and such, right? So you thank them for what they've done and look forward to a great relationship. And then just say, I'm thinking that it might make sense to build more relationships with executives like yourself at Spencer Stewart. And I just wanted to ask if you think that is a reasonable idea. I think that's a good idea. And just listen, because he may say, no, there's no more money here. You know, the guys are poor. But in reality, we know it's probably a good idea. And he'd say, yeah, I think it's a really good idea. And then you just simply ask for advice. Okay? It's the most flattering thing you can ever do to someone else, is to ask for their advice. It's not showing weakness. It's showing wisdom. You know a lot more about Spencer Stewart than I'll ever know. How would you suggest that we proceed? Okay. So you flatter him, and then you tell him what you need advice on. And he'll say, well, I don't know. Let me think about it. And you say, you know, is there a time when you get together with other? Just tell me about, you know, how you guys interact. And do you get together? Do you get together for coffee? Is there a time, you know, do you ever have meetings where you'd like to have an outside speaker? Or do you ever do, well, you know, I think it'd probably be best if you just come by and I'll have, you know, figure out a lunch with somebody. Okay? And so that's what you do. You know, you go over there once a month, and he sets up a lunch, and you go to lunch with somebody, the two of you. And then you have a nice lunch, and then he excuses himself, and you have coffee with the guy and see if it's a good fit or not. And so that's how you do it. But he becomes a center of influence, and you brainstorm with him every single month. So you sit for 10 or 15 minutes and just brainstorm as to, you know, who would be a good fit. A lot of cases, he'll give you a list to start with, a list of, you know, six other executives that you should meet. And then what you want to do is circle back and figure out who's the most important one that you should meet, the one that needs your services the most urgent. And then you profile that person, and then you ask for, again, ask for his advice on how it would be the best way for you to meet him. That's another thing you can do. You can simply say to him, I'd love to sit and brainstorm as to who would be a good fit that would need financial planning and might be a guy that, you know, that would be that I would enjoy working with. So he gives you five or six names, then you brainstorm, then you circle back and you profile that individual, and then you ask his advice. If you were me, how would you suggest that, you know him better than I do, how would you suggest that we meet? Well, let's have lunch. Great. Terrific. Okay? So first you determine whether or not it's a good niche. Then you ask for his advice on how to develop the niche. And then if you can, maybe the next time you meet, you simply brainstorm about who would be good candidates to meet when you're there. Put them on a list. Prioritize the list. Circle back, profile the number one person, and then just work your way down the list month after month. So it's wonderful. But what people don't do now is they don't stay focused. Okay? They get distracted, and they forget, and so they don't. So you want to make up a folder with this guy and Spencer Stewart. The title is on the folder is Spencer Stewart. You put it in, you make it like a client, and you put it into the scheduler, and it pops up every month, and you call him every month, or you go see him every month. Now I did this at Eli Lilly in Indianapolis. I did it with other companies, particularly UPS. UPS was a huge, huge hit for us. I even hired a guy who was in the Treasury Department of UPS. And then I opened up teams in every market that we had all over the Midwest for UPS. But I had nine FAs making a living on one company, Lilly. That was their primary job. They did all that, was work with Lilly executives. So, I mean, it can be a gold mine. You can have 10 guys from there. That's what that's kind of the goal you should set. I want 10 guys. Not one, not two. I want 10. And then what happens is you become the expert on their plan. Okay? So you know everything about their benefits. Everything. You know it better than the HR director. The HR director changes, and they come to you for answers. Okay?
Yep. Got
it. That's niche marketing, and it's a gold mine, and it's so fun, and especially of advertising people. They're like us. They're marketers. They're creative, you know. They create or sell or die, right? If they're not selling, they're not creating, they're dead.
Okay, excellent, Rob.
Good. Good, George. Questions?
No questions.
Okay.
Rob, I have one that doesn't have to do with this, but I'd asked you, I know we have replays of these calls. Is there any way that I can get like a CD or something of the calls or anything burned that I can just have them in a file? Like all the calls that we've made, which is a lot of them.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't think so.
Okay.
George, why don't you, or yeah, you can call Cindy and request that.
Okay.
Let me give you a number. 317-650-1500. And you can request that.
Okay.
The other thing I would recommend for all you guys is to get the Supernova Multiplier on audio tape and listen to it every day. Because it's all this stuff, okay? It's me, and you know, it's not actually my voice, but it's my words. It's me teaching you all this stuff over and over and over. So you can listen to it every day on the way to work. So it's not like, you know, it's not like it's different than what I teach. It's exactly what I teach. I didn't leave anything out. I gave every secret I could come up with. It's all in that book, and it's a great way to do it. So you're going to hear all of this on that book. So I highly recommend it. And it was hard work to write it. So please, listen to it. Okay?
Okay. Excellent, Rob.
Good. Yeah, that's what I would say that would be an integral part of the next 12 months, is to do that. And what I honestly recommend is listen to each chapter once a day for 5 days. And then you'll get each chapter drilled into your brain. Move it from your short-term memory to your long-term memory. Because that's what you're saying. I want to move it to my long-term memory. And that's the way to do it. Listen to the audio. Because it's all the same stuff. Okay?
Okay. Excellent.
Good, good, good. Thanks. Great talking. Congratulations.
Rob, thank you.
Thank you,
okay,
Rob.
Thank you very much, Rob. Have a great day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bye. Help me. All right, let's see how we're doing. We're getting rich and we're getting